A man is facing numerous felony charges in Georgia after police allege he allegedly used a bizarre projectile to melt automatic license plate readers into smoldering heaps of metal and plastic. According to Fox 5 in Atlanta, 25-year-old Colby Williams was hauled into jail after allegedly setting fire to three automatic license plate readers, ALPRs, installed by the extremely controversial company Flock. Though it isn't known how the fires started, at least one camera was found completely melted and had a DeFlock sticker slapped onto what remained of the pole. A fourth camera nearby was reportedly found with two bullet holes, the news channel reported. Ironically, Williams was arrested using video captured from the ALPRs, which picked up a vehicle registered under his name. Williams is now being charged with 4 counts of criminal damage to property and 4 counts of arson, as well as reckless conduct and interference with government property, though Flock operates using a model known as hardware as a service, meaning its ALPRs are only rented, not owned by police agencies. The use of fire to disable Flock ALPRs is a new one, as far as we can tell. So far, anti-surveillance vigilantes have mostly resorted to using tools like hand saws and power drills, or barring that, spray paint. On social media, supporters further fan the flames, expressing support for Williams and blasting the police department for deploying the devices in the first place. What it boils down to is this: either y'all can take them down or somebody will, one Facebook user declared under Fox 5's post about the arrest. Another commenter made an appeal to patriotism. It wasn't him, he was at the library rereading the Constitution. More on Flock. Flock's network is losing value to cops as more and more of its cameras go offline.